Kindly don't wake up.
And I think you are an ostrich. Well, your head must be in the sand.
And we're up to Fratton Park where
this is URN Sport.
I don't know, Jeff, has it? I must have missed that. The red card.
Again, please don't call me arrogant, because what I'm saying is true. I'm European champion, so I'm not one of the bottle. I think I'm a special one.
And I'll tell you, honestly, I will love it if we beat them. Love it.
Frank de Boer speelt de bal. Dennis Bergkamp. Dennis Bergkamp neemt de bal aan. Dennis Bergkamp. Dennis Bergkamp. Dennis Bergkamp.
Kevin Friend is nobody's friend today, I'm afraid. It's... Oh, my goodness! I've just seen Mings land on Ibrahimovic's head again, and then I've just seen Ibrahimovic elbow Mings in the face, and they both got away with it!
Shocking.
Goodness me, it's a disgrace! And I understand, maybe Kevin Friend hasn't seen it all. What about the other officials? What about the fourth official? Why is nobody telling him and stop him making himself look a complete fool?
You're listening to A League of Their Own on URN.
Give that man a Trent degree, and I think we'll start with you, James, in the corner over there. So who have you picked to send to Nottingham Trent this week?
I'm sending David Hay to Nottingham Trent this week because of not only his comparatively very, very weak performance in the Hay Bellew game.
I think you call it a game. I think you call it a bout.
About,
yeah.
Or a
the
beating,
fight,
like
yeah,
a one-sided
sure.
fighting.
Yeah.
The one-sided beating with one foot. He was pretty awful in that, from what I saw. And
can I just jump in there for a second?
It's more the preamble, isn't it?
Yeah, I understand what you're going to say with the preamble, but can I just say, before we insert what David Hay said before the fight, what a remarkable performance, I thought, from David Hay, who was winning the first four rounds of the fight, and it took Bellew six rounds to beat a man on one leg.
But I feel like it's things like this just to make you believe in karma, isn't it? Like,
yeah,
talk
exactly.
So much trash for the game.
True.
Like, six rounds in, bang, like, foot goes. Or, like,
and also, Bellew broke his hand in, like, the first round, and so I'm not an expert on boxing, I'll give you that, but I'm assuming that you need your hand more than you need your foot.
Yeah, you need your Achilles, do you?
Like, yeah. I mean, but if you've seen the video where Hay falls over, you can just see from that moment on, Hay was ruined. The fight was over.
He did play dirty, though.
He looked like he'd been in crisis for 5 hours and just walked out stumbling around. It was
maybe
awful.
He did. Yeah. He was on a yacht in Miami for half the time. Maybe he was hungover.
We've all
we
done
don't know.
That walk past Superfood on the way home, limping like that.
Yeah,
I don't know what you're on about over there, Freddie. What do you think about his trash talking then, James? That's what you said. You're sending him to Trent for
that and the dirty play. If you can be dirty when you're punching another man in the face. But the trash talk, the worst one was that we've had some great boxers over the years who've done incredible things with words, I think is the best way to say it. And David Hay is not one of these. David Hay, I think, have we got a clip of it?
Yeah,
what we've got here is actually we thought it'd be funny to start the show. Obviously we've got David Hay. We're gonna contrast him with some of the best boxers over time in their trash talk. We thought, who's the best boxer at trash talking that we've ever had? Surely it's Muhammad Ali.
Who knocks out everybody and no one can whoop him. That's when that little Cassius Clay from Louisville, Kentucky came up and stopped Sonny Liston, the man who annihilated Floyd Patterson twice. He was going to kill me. But he hit harder than George. His reach was longer than George. He's a better boxer than George. And I'm better now than I was when you saw that 22-year-old undeveloped kid running from Sonny Liston. I'm experienced now, professional. Jaw's been broke, been knocked down a couple of times. Bad. Been chopping trees. I done something new for this fight. I done wrestled with an alligator. That's right. I have wrestled with an alligator. I done tussled with a whale. I done handcuffed lightning, throw thunder in jail. That's bad. Only last week, I murdered a rock, injured a stone, hospitalized a brick. I'm so mean, I make medicine sick.
Bad dude.
Bad.
Ain't no doubt.
Fast.
fast. Last night I cut the light off in my bedroom, hit the switch, was in the bed before the room was dark.
Incredible.
Fast.
Incredible.
And you, George Fullman, all of you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him. All of you. I know you got him. I know you got him picked, but the man's in trouble. I'm going to show you how great I am.
The king of boxing, the king of sport, and definitely the king of trash talk, you got to say.
So you got to say, that was quite an amazing improvisation there from, like, Muhammad Ali.
Iambic pentameter at certain bits, wasn't it? That
was
Shakespearean.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
That was incredible.
So you guys want to hear a little bit of what David Hay had to say?
Did he rhyme as well?
Oh, it was pretty good. Here you go. This is David Hay trash talking.
Yeah, you, your mum. Yeah, yeah.
That's the entire clip.
They're very similar, really.
Yeah.
I mean, oh god, that is absolutely awful, isn't it?
I'm not sure what to say about that, to be honest.
It's when I was 13, 14, you know, that time in school when your mum was a funny response to anything.
Oh, it was, yeah.
See, then I turned 15 and it's just not funny, it's just like, it's
David
just tragic.
David Hayes, 35
and 36, isn't he?
36, and yeah,
and he was at that point one of the world's best boxers, wasn't he?
Going to move on to a match map now. In this game, as you boys are aware, I'm going to give you a story, a place, and a person, and I want you to combine all three of these together. So three stories, three places, three people, and just, you know, combine.
I don't think
David's
played this one before.
I don't think I have. I think I should have brought like a notepad or paper with me.
Yeah, normally we have Dom here, and Dom normally writes it down on his phone eagerly.
He's scientific, isn't he?
Oh, Dom loves this game. Dom, if you're listening right now, please play along at home, because we love it when you play this game.
Yeah, you see him dancing in the ocean every Friday. You think he's just having fun, but really he's thinking about match him up for the next day.
Yeah, he loves it, doesn't he? Okay, so my stories are Strictly Come Dancing, a Donald Trump protest.
Okay.
And Storm Doris.
That's it. It's the worst name for a storm, by the way, I'm just saying.
It's an awful name for a storm.
Sound threatening, does it?
It doesn't, no, it sounds quite nice.
Doris is like your nana's mate, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
It sounds like something David Hay would say. I'm coming at you like Storm Doris.
Places are London, the motorway.
The motorway.
I didn't know which motorway it was, okay, so I've gone with the motorway.
So the road.
I couldn't be bothered to find out which, the road. And,
Strictly Come Dancing on the motorway.
And Italy.
Italy, okay.
And the people. Yeah?
Yep.
People are Arsenal fans, surprisingly. Roberto Mancini. Yeah?
Yep.
And Falkirk's David McCracken. Exactly. That's why I said Falkirk, so you understand that he played Falkirk. I didn't just say Dave McCracken because he's not a famous.
I love
saying the name
time?
Dave McCracken.
Just getting in there every time you have to pronounce something difficult. Okay, right. So we've probably got Arsenal fans on Strictly Come Dancing on the motorway, right? What's your James? I mean, have you seen them on Arsenal fan TV? That's something that they definitely should be doing instead.
Probably putting a banner over the motorway saying Wenger out, and then on the next bridge it'll say Wenger in.
Well, you could have Roberto Mancini at a Donald Trump protest in Italy.
I reckon Mancini's going on Strictly, you know. He's a pretty
Italy,
suave
or
gentleman.
On the motorway.
I'm going to take a punt here. I'm going to say in Italy.
Or in London.
Okay. No, what would we be doing in London?
Have they got Strictly Come Dancing in Italy?
I don't know.
Italian can dance. It's pointless. They get 10 every week.
So do you reckon Falkirk's David McLagan attended a Donald Trump protest on the motorway?
I mean,
a Donald Trump protest in London.
In London?
Yeah.
But he's from Scotland. Falkirk. So.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, when the options are the motorway in Italy, the other ones, you know, it's kind of hard to
maybe
pick.
Maybe a Scottish motorway. Jacken? What's he doing on it? What's he doing? Storm Doris?
Freddie, I think you confused yourself in this one. I think James was on the right track for all of them, and you've just completely Storm Doris'd him away.
Is Storm Doris an activity in this scenario?
Storm Doris is a story. Okay. Storm Doris either goes.
Did you look out of your window last week because it was rainy and windy, and that was what Storm Doris was?
Well, actually, he was at the Tottenham Ghent game last week to watch.
Where were you?
Well, my train was cancelled to go and watch it with him, and I'm quite happy it was cancelled actually. And I actually sent a train line to Trent last week anyway, so you know I've found my peace with that. So James, what do you reckon the Arsenal fans are doing?
I reckon the Arsenal fans have done a Wenger out protest on a motorway.
All right, which leaves you.
That's so funny.
And you think, but then you're going. We're going Mancini, Strictly Come Dancing in Italy. I think that's a pretty fair assumption.
Right.
So what does that leave us with? Falkirk.
First, then, I'm going to stop you there, and I'm going to say
Storm Doris in London.
Strictly Come Dancing, Roberto Mancini in Italy is correct.
Yes.
Yes, love that.
So you're left with two options left.
All right, come on, James, we can do this.
What were the other options? It was the Scottish bloke.
So the Scottish bloke.
Scottish bloke.
Scottish bloke.
Couldn't remember his name.
Story, Storm Doris, or Donald Trump protest. So we think you.
I reckon the Scottish bloke who plays for Falkirk has gone to a Donald Trump rally in London, because I know there was one recently. And I think.
Oh no! I've got it. All right.
Arsenal fans. I'm taking James had the first answer there.
I can do it separately.
I don't know the answer yet. I haven't read the answer yet.
Because I saw like a Wenger out banner at a Donald Trump protest. Do you see that?
Oh yeah.
So Jack, that's what it is. Was that in London? Maybe. That must be in London. I reckon.
I don't know.
Who's an Arsenal fan? So I reckon Arsenal fans were at a Donald Trump protest in London, which, by my analysis, means that Falkirk's David McLagan has been Storm Dorising on a motorway.
Well, boys, I think you're going to go with that, aren't you? I think I was so close to having James there. I was so close, but Freddie, you've got it right. You get the point.
I think that's just theft, really, isn't it?
I mean, James, I can't really give you the point for that one either, to be honest, can I? Because Freddie's sort of won that there, isn't he? In this game, I'm going to read out two statements that have happened in the past week or so. In the sporting world, one will be a fact and one will be fiction. So are you ready to hear what I've got to say?
I'm sure I can work it out as I go along, yeah.
Okay, so my first statement to you is Man United will pay £120 visas for every fan going to their game to Russia to play Rostov in the Europa League.
Okay.
My other statement is Wigan Athletic have announced they are set to sell their stadium naming rights. The Anne Summer Stadium is set to become the stadium name for the 2018-2019 season. Freddie's given me the evilest look there. Like,
just don't know what to make of that.
Oh.
James, I'm giving you an easy one this week. I think that's why he's angry.
I don't know. I think the Anne Summer Stadium could be a very popular venue in Wigan.
If I said to you the Bet365 Stadium 10 years ago, you'd have said, nah, it's rubbish, mate. Come on.
Not as much as if you'd said the Victoria's Secret Stadium.
Yeah, like, come on. Like, at least Bet365's got something to do.
Oh, man, you're not really going to pay £120 for every fan going there? Will they pay every
fan? Fans are actually going?
Will they pay every fan a train ticket from London to Manchester every week?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
There you go, exactly.
Yeah, they should do, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's Man United and the £120 thing, because I can't, as much as I want to, see the Anne Summer Stadium in my mind.
Well, I'm just thinking they're paying the £120 to fly all those fans out there to see our own very own David Saunders out there in Rostov.
Oh, of course, yeah, I'm sure David will be attending. David, if you're listening, I hope you go into the game later, and I hope you get your visa back for free for Man United as well. Take advantage of that offer. Can you think of maybe perhaps a worse stadium name than Anne Summer's? What could be the worst
the
possible sponsor?
The Sports Direct Arena.
That was a bad one, yeah.
That is a bad one.
Absolutely tragic.
so bad. I'm still pretty upset about the Bet365 Stadium, just because it doesn't
sounded really cool.
Britannia sounded scary, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that was good.
Patriotic, I liked it.
And you could get loads and loads of puns out of that. Mm. The Sun loved it because you had Fortress Britannia, Cruel Britannia, where we smashed up Liverpool on the last day.
Fantastic.
There was
no puns. I wonder what the new Tottenham Stadium
is. I was researching this actually the other night. Yeah, I think it might be like Northumberland Park or something. They haven't decided yet.
Really?
Yeah,
Northumberland
Park.
Fans
are calling it New White Hart Lane, so.
Yeah, what's wrong with White? Why are you changing stadiums? Why don't you just make it bigger?
That is being very stupid there.
Why don't you just improve White Hart Lane?
Because it's old fashioned, isn't it? It's just not.
Anfield's old. They've built a new stand on it.
Yeah, but they're doubling the capacity,
change.
Really. Yeah, come on.
Well, for Arsenal, isn't it?
Come on. Yeah. Well, loads of trophies, haven't they? We laugh, but we've won nothing, too. We'll move on to another quickfire question before Freddie's fact or fiction. With James leading 4-3 as I...
Hang on, I got... Did I get that
James
one right?
Leading 5-3 as I mentioned just a minute ago.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'm just checking. So which Chelsea midfielder told his teammates to stop talking about him when he was struggling for first team football earlier this season? So you each get a guess.
I know who it is. I remember seeing this. Go on, James.
I haven't got a clue.
I might be making
myself...
You can't
pick who Freddy's picked, James.
I might be making myself an absolute fool here, but I think it was Cesc Fabregas.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pick someone who isn't Cesc Fabregas.
I'm just going to interrupt you there, and I'm just going to give Freddie the point straight away. Yes, it was Cesc Fabregas who said to his teammates not to stop talking to him when he was struggling.
Not to stop talking to him.
To stop talking to him.
Okay.
And now he's saying, well, they're probably still not talking to him because he's a bit of a bad man, isn't he? I wouldn't talk to him anyway.
So he's playing badly. So he says, don't talk to me. Let's make the chemistry between us even worse and I'll turn up.
I mean, who's top of the league?
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
good
not
point.
The team at the Anfield Stadium, aren't I? Tell you that
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
This is URN Sport.